But if you close your eyes.
Hello, everyone. Thank you for tuning in. You're listening to This Week Again. I'm your host, Suzanne Posel. We're going to start off this show with the saga of the Texas Dems, move on to more Republican town hall disasters, and follow all of that up with why America's unemployed. Let's begin, shall we? On July 23rd, the House Republicans pulled a Cartman by running away from having to vote on whether or not to release the Epstein files by closing the House of Representatives a week early for their August recess. All because of one guy.
I cannot even speak the name of the vampire that organized that monstrosity.
I don't give a fuck. His name was Mike.
Fucking Mike.
Not that I'd expect anything less than an exercise in complete cowardice from the tiniest Johnson ever to be speaker. But I can't help but noticing the feckless hypocrisy coming from the newly crowned American Fascist Party when it comes to Texas Dems doing the same kind of thing, running, albeit for a different reason.
In an extraordinary move, Texas Democrats have fled the state. Republicans in Texas are trying to push through a new congressional map that would potentially net them an additional 5 seats in next year's midterm elections. It's something that Donald Trump, the president, has been pushing Republicans where they have an advantage to try to get them as many seats as they can going into the midterms.
Texas would be the biggest one.
And so are you calling in for a complete redrawing of the congressional map ahead of next year?
No, just a very simple redrawing. We pick up 5 seats.
Republicans are stealing our democracy right before our very eyes.
When Trump threatened to primary them if he didn't give them vouchers and defund public education, they gave it to him. When Trump called and said, I need 5 congressional seats because he's afraid of voters voting against the big ugly bill, they said, hey, does July work for you? And so as Texas Democrats, we are breaking quorum. And this is actually the most important thing that I can do as a public official, because it's protected by the founding fathers out of our Texas Constitution that says when the minority party knows that the majority has gone off the rails and is corrupting the system against the interest of the people, this is your last tool.
Donald Trump, Governor Abbott, Texas Republicans, well, they know that they're headed toward a loss of the Congress in 2026. They're afraid. They've decided that the only way to save themselves is to cheat, to change the rules in the middle of the game.
If Republicans are willing to rewrite these rules to give themselves an advantage, we must do the same. That's why I'm exploring with our leaders every option to redraw our state congressional lines as soon as possible.
And just like that, Dems governors all across the country are now considering making plans to redistrict their states in favor of their party should Texas follow through with another round of gerrymandering. Which may sound a bit of a tit for tat for those of you in the back, and for once, you're probably not entirely wrong. See, back in 2020, America went through what's called a census. It's a counting of every single person, not just citizens, living in the United States that our founding fathers wanted us to do every 10 years, as they stated in Article 1, Section 2 of the U.S. Constitution. But since math is hard, and MAGA is made up of the poorly educated, and their dear leader being no exception, what with the bloated orange currently installing spray-painted gilding with double-sided tape his staff obviously bought at the Home Depot all over the White House. Not to mention they've paved the Rose Garden to put up a parking lot for the tacky broke-ass billionaires, complete with wrought iron tables and chairs I'm sure his staff found on Temu, but I digress.
I'm afraid I have a tendency to turn up the heat.
We were discussing the impotent rage Texas Republicans have been feeling ever since Governor Hot Wheels called a special session supposedly meant to discuss their incompetent response to the July 4th flood that killed over 135 people, including 36 children, but quickly turned into a gerrymandered map reveal party, to which Texas Dems said,
It's definitely a no for me, dog.
Got on several planes headed for Illinois, New York, and any fucking where but Texas in order to break quorum and stop the systematic silencing of 8.1 million Texans who make up all the registered Democrats in that state. And for perspective, there are currently 6.6 million registered Republicans in the state of Texas. So you can see why the American Fascist Party is wanting to gerrymander their state again. After reddening up the state back in 2020, after the last census with Operation Red Map. Look it up. It's obvious they can't win without cheating. I mean, there are literally 1.5 million more registered Dems in the state of Texas than there are Republicans, and yet those fascist bastards hold 25 out of 38 seats in the House of Not Representing on Capitol Hill, thanks to decades of silencing Dems with every round of redistricting since Obama took office, which is apparently not enough to combat all the crap Kankles McDonald has been doing to the American people over the last 6 months, since it's blatantly obvious voters are ready to vote them all out. Or, as this shameless Texas House Republidence explains it.
Why do this in a census off year when you just redistricted in 2021?
Because we can. We have the votes. It's legal for us to draw the lines based on political performance. We have three Hispanic-predominated districts in South Texas that we believe that we can carve out for Republican leadership in the United States Congress.
So because you can, why should you, though?
Because it's good for our party, it's good for our state, and we need to ensure that Donald Trump's agenda continues to be enacted throughout his second term.
And that, my dearies, is the real reason why the Texas State House Dems had to flee their state. Dictator Don and fucking Mike Johnson know that the American people are done with canceling taxpayer-funded programs so that Bezos can fly another round of his has-been celebs into space, or the dipshit from South Africa can buy whatever ketamine is left. Hence why Texas Governor DEI has been whining and crying to the press about the Dems and making empty threats to make himself feel better.
The Republican governor of Texas giving Democrats who have left the state a warning: show up at the Capitol by this afternoon or face removal from office. But the authority he's claiming to do that comes from a non-binding legal opinion issued by the state attorney general, Ken Paxton. After the last time Democrats did something like this in 2021, Paxton, who was running for Senate, has called for the Democrats who have left to be arrested.
We're a red state. We deserve more representation.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott has now ordered the State Department of Public Safety to conduct civil arrests of Democrats who did not show up for this afternoon's special legislative session in the Texas State House. The remaining state lawmakers passed a motion to allow the State House Speaker to issue civil warrants for representatives who did not attend the special session.
The sergeant-at-arms and any officers appointed by her are directed to send for all absentees whose attendance is not excused for the purposes of securing and maintaining their attendance under warrant of arrest if necessary until further order of the House.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott has just filed a lawsuit with the Supreme Court of Texas aiming to remove State Representative Gene Wu, the chair of Texas's House Democratic Caucus, for helping his colleagues flee the state to block Republicans from passing that severely gerrymandered congressional map. Donald Trump now indicating he might get the FBI involved to force Texas Democrats back to the State House.
Well, I think they've abandoned the state. Nobody's seen anything like it, even though they've done it twice before. And in a certain way, it almost looks like they've abandoned the state. It looks very bad. Yeah, go ahead, please.
Should the FBI get involved? Should the FBI get involved?
Well, they may have to.
You notice they go to Illinois for safety, but that's all gerrymandered. California's gerrymandered. We should have many more seats in Congress in California. It's all gerrymandered. And we have an opportunity in Texas to pick up five seats. We have a really good governor, and we have good people in Texas. And I won Texas. I got the highest vote in the history of Texas, as you probably know. And we are entitled to five more seats.
I think your entitlement is showing, because it's not at all how elections and politics and parties work in this country.
Authority should derive from the consent of the governed, not from the threat of force.
See, in America, The voters get to decide who represents them. And I know, it's a contrite notion that elections are held to allow the voters to choose who they want to represent them, but it's literally the foundational basis of our country. Every 2 years, Americans vote, whether it's midterms or the presidency. The voters decide who is senator on state or federal level, who is congressman on state or federal level, and the president. And since Dems in Texas are fully aware of how democracy is supposed to go, they left the state, denying Republicans quorum and halting their plan to make Texas red by silencing the blue majority. Oh, and as far as all that sicking the FBI on them to return to Texas, the Dems have a message for their colleagues.
Let me tell you how this is going to work.
You ain't going to tell me shit.
Listen.
Suck my d-
Shut up. Listen to me.
Suck my d- You f***. Man.
Listen!
Suck my d***.
You will be here in the court on Monday.
You'll be here sucking my d***.
You will listen to me now.
Go f*** yourself.
And if we're being honest, who knows how long Texas Dems will have to remain on their sabbatical, considering Governor Squeaky Wheels is now threatening to call as many special sessions as he can in order to ensure Fat Nixon gets to keep control of the House and Senate for the duration of his occupancy. And if that wasn't enough, you've got Crimes the Clown out here huffing about the FBI's got to get those Dems for abandoning their post nonsense, when everyone knows the FBI only has jurisdiction over federal crimes, and the only arrest warrant issued from Texas is a civil one. So now, of course, Governor Slow Racer and Texas State Republicans are claiming the accommodations Dems have received in Illinois and New York are tantamount to bribery, because that's a federal crime, hoping that's enough to get the FBI on the case. Because apparently, calling a bomb threat to an Illinois hotel the Dems were staying in didn't do the trick.
Okay, the rule book's been torn up now, and America is wiping its nasty ass with it.
And while we're on this subject of U.S. voters fucking fed up with the American Fascist Party leaving Congress so they could go on recess early to avoid voting on whether or not to release the Epstein files, this five-week vacay is also a chance for elected officials to meet with their constituents for a little discussion on how things have been going, commonly known as a town hall. So far, these meetings have not been going well for the grand old piece of shit party. Just ask Iowa's most recent excuse for a senator, Joni Ernst, who told her voters not to complain about losing health care because everybody dies.
You stupid bitch!
Apparently, Nebraska's voter remorse memo did not get to their Senator Mike Flood, who hosted a town hall since he's got some time on his hands and is now regretting his life choices.
Nebraska Republican Congressman Mike Flood faced a fiery crowd of constituents at a town hall last night in his home state. He was pressed on a range of issues, including the Epstein files, the Trump administration's mass deportations, as well as federal cuts.
Why did you cut SNAP and health care research?
We do not have unlimited money in the United States.
Why are you covering up the Epstein files?
We've got Medicare now. We can start rolling back the age 5-10 years at a time. Would you support that?
We can't afford that.
ICE burning through $8.4 million a day to illegally detain people? How much does it cost for fascism? How much do the taxpayers have to pay for a fascist country?
Well, that is a very good question. And since Mikey didn't have the big balls to answer it, let me take a swing. So far, phony Stark's department of gutting everything has lost the American taxpayer over $500 billion, with a B, in tax revenue, thanks to cutting taxes for the wealthy. And then there is $36.5 billion douche dollars that we pay for in services that we have lost thanks to massive layoffs that have been going on for months now. So we're looking at an estimated total of $536 billion. And that's just one of Trump regime's excuses for efficiency. Don't forget, they also stole $1 trillion in Medicaid benefits. So there's that. No wonder Mikey's voters were yelling at him for making their lives a whole lot worse now that the broke-ass billionaire's tariffs have come to life. I mean, it's bad enough when basic necessities cost up to 25% more than they did last week, leaving grandma with absolutely no money left over for her meds, and now the expensive juice that she needs to take them with.
Molly, you in danger, girl.
And while Nebraska voters spend the next 5 weeks working this out with Mikey, Indiana's idiot for a lieutenant governor thought he could handle a few pissed off voters for some dumb fuck reason. Oh yeah, it's because Indiana is jelly over Florida's swampy concentration camp and wants to open one of their own. An idea that does not sit well with the actual residents of Indiana.
But are you going to make sure all the people coming to Camp Atterbury have had due process?
So due process is, in this situation, is, are you here legally?
That isn't due process.
Yes, it is.
Due process is getting arrested and charged with a crime and seeing a judge. And these people are not seeing a judge. That's not true.
They don't have a right to see a judge.
Why?
They came here illegally. They came here illegally.
Excuse me?
So when the Japanese were bombing Pearl Harbor, did we give them due process to actually see a judge?
No, we put them in concentration camps.
They invaded our country.
We put them in concentration camps.
See, this is crazy. Hey, how many illegals have you brought into your house?
Oh, no, sir. You're losing an argument, so you deflect to ad hominem attacks? Not for nothing. But that is a sad move for a 43-year-old man who clearly did not pass middle school civics with that whole immigrants don't get due process bullshit. Because I don't know for a fact that Micah here didn't because he can't read the U.S. Constitution, where it says in the 14th Amendment, Section 1, and I quote, "No state shall deprive any person of life, liberty, or property without due process of the law, or deny any person within its jurisdiction, the equal protection of those laws." I just know it's true. Just like I know that old Whack Donald pulled this stunt in a pathetic attempt to distract.
Well, he's actually up on the roof. He's walking up on the roof, and it was slanted. It was slightly slanted. Yeah, I mean, Secret Service must have been freaking out at this moment. But they're like, what are we going to do? This is what Trump's going to do.
Walking on the roof of the White House.
Like a president on the roof is enough.
Taking questions, or he was just a few moments ago.
Looking good, Peter.
Are you going to follow me?
He's building a beautiful ballroom.
Yeah, cool. It's the $20 million in taxpayer money Genghis Khan will be spending to put a ballroom on top of the West Wing that he thinks is his money that is the problem. Aside from the fact that who the fuck puts $20 million into a home they're scheduled to vacate in just over 2 years? None of this makes any sense unless you consider that so far the fraud father's attempts to distract the public from his shitty job that he's been doing hasn't worked at all. Also, the fact that we're still talking about and should continue to talk about the fact that they have not released the Epstein files and that the House of Not Representing ran away so they wouldn't have to vote on releasing the Epstein files. Oh, and then there's the new jobs report.
Friday's jobs report was the worst in years. Not only was hiring soft last month, but the BLS sharply cut its estimates of how many jobs were added in the prior 2 months as well. outside of recessions, this is the biggest two-month negative revision to the jobs report since 1968.
Breaking today, Donald Trump has fired the commissioner of the Bureau of Labor Statistics hours after the agency reported that job growth has slowed to a near halt. Today's report shows only 73,000 jobs were created in July. The Bureau also revised down its May and June reports, erasing 258,000 jobs from the record.
Why should anybody trust numbers?
I said, where did those numbers come from? It's totally rigged.
He believes it is rigged because she was a Joe Biden appointee. But here's the thing. If President Trump really worried about the numbers and getting an accurate picture of the economy, then why, oh why, was one of the first things he did when he entered the office was get rid of the group that was trying to do exactly that.
Yeah, duh, because he's the worst business owner ever. He filed for bankruptcy 6 times and has had countless companies fail over the years, so much so that he started more failed businesses than he currently runs. It was casinos, a mortgage company, furniture, perfume, an airline shuttle service, a travel company, board games, long-distance calls, a magazine, a university, steaks, wine, supplements, vodka, water, ice. The fucker. The fucker even failed at selling water and ice to people. I hope that this shows you just how poorly educated 77.4 million people in this country actually are. And that's all I have to say about that. New episodes of This Week Again air every Sunday. You can follow me, Suzanne Posel, or the show This Week Again on social media platforms like Blue Sky, Threads, Insta, Facebook. And we are always available for your listening pleasure on places like Spotify, iHeartRadio, Audible, Amazon, or wherever you listen to podcasts. And thank you so much for listening to this show. Ta-der for now.
These are difficult times, and if you believe in justice, progress, and democracy, the news you read and listen to can be pretty depressing. And that's why there's a new podcast called Good News for Lefties and America. Every day it features positive news stories for progressive listeners, because no matter how disturbing the headlines might be, there's always hope we can build on for a better tomorrow. Good News for Lefties and America. Listen on this platform at goodnewsforlefties.com or wherever podcasts are heard.